for further action and consideration. I understand that there is a motion prepared that Mr. Mears is prepared to put forth, and we're going to ask our counsel if he would read that motion into the minutes for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mears. The motion is, Mr. Chairman, that Mr. Mears moves that the commission recommend an approval of conditional use 2237 for Samuel C. Warrington for an outdoor RV and boat storage facility within the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks approval for an RV and boat storage facility on approximately 2.5 acres of a much larger 40-acre tract owned by the applicant and his family. This is one of the last undeveloped tracts in the area between Plantations Road and Route 1, and some type of appropriate development is to be expected at this location. Two, the area of the proposed use is located on the front section of the larger property, and it is oriented away from the nearby adjacent residential units. Three, there's a need for the use proposed by the applicant in this area of Sussex County. Four, the use is limited in nature and will not involve any new buildings. It is an appropriate transition from the heavier commercial uses that exist within the Route 1 commercial corridor. Five, the project with the conditions and the stipulation imposed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Six, the use as a boat storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of residents in this area of Sussex County. Seven, while there were concerns about traffic and the size of vehicles and trailers leaving the premises, Mr. Mears believes that this type of use will generate less daily traffic than nearly any other type of development that could occur on this property. Delta will also require the applicant to make roadway improvements that will enable the safe entrance and exit from this use onto Postal Lane. Eight, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to the storage of boats and RVs. No other storage of vehicles or equipment shall occur on the site. B, the facility shall only be accessible during daylight hours, and the access gate shall be locked to prevent after-hour access to the site. C, the perimeter of the site shall be fenced with a 6-foot-high fence that screens the property from neighboring and adjacent properties and roadways. D, there shall be a landscape buffer between the outside of the fence and Bethpage Drive to screen the use and the fence from Bethpage Drive and the adjacent golf course. The final site plan for this use shall include a landscaping plan for this buffer area. E, no maintenance of boats or RVs shall occur on the site. F, all security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, no more than 60 boats and RVs shall be permitted on the site. H, the storage area shall be covered with a pervious stabilizing material. The location and type of this material shall be shown on the final site plan. I, the use shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements regarding the entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. It is anticipated that DLDOT will require sufficient right-of-way dedication from the applicant to accommodate the entrance. J, the entrance drive from Postal Lane to this site shall have a paved width of at least 24 feet to accommodate vehicles with boat trailers and RVs and to allow sufficient space for vehicles to safely wait to exit the premises onto Postal Lane. K, no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property. L, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the site. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. M, no sales shall occur on the site. And lastly, N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2237, Samuel C. Warrington II, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Carried. The motion carries three to one. Our next item is conditional use number 2234, James Jones.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2234 for James Jones for a swimming pool and spa display and landscaping business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this use is limited in nature. It is a location for model swimming pools and spas to be viewed for purpose from the manufacturer. It is not a location where swimming pools or spas are stockpiled for sale from the site. Once purchased, sheds, gazebos are delivered directly from the manufacturer to the purchaser's property. Two, the use as a location for model swimming pools and spa will not require extensive deliveries to or from the site, and the use does not generate a significant amount of traffic from customers. Three, the limited use as display area for sheds and gazebos is appropriate for this location. Four, the applicant also seeks to operate a small landscaping business from the site, which will use the existing pole building on the site. All landscaping equipment will be located within the pole building. Five, the limited use will not have an adverse impact upon traffic, roadways, or area properties. Six, the applicant has stated he resides on the property. As a result, he will have control over the use and the maintenance of the property at all times. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a landscape business and display of model swimming pools and spas that are for sale. No other sales shall occur on this property. B, no pools or spas shall be constructed, stockpiled, or inventoried on the property. As stated by the applicant, all swimming pools and spas on the property shall be display models used by customers to inspect prior ordering the structures for delivery from the off-site manufacturers directly to their properties. C, no more than one pool and one spa shall be displayed on the site at one time. The location of these displays shall be shown on the final site plan. D, as stated by the applicant, the home on the property shall be the owner's primary residence, which may include a small office for the business. E, the landscape business shall be located at the rear of the property with all vehicles and trailers parked at the rear of the premises. The parking area for the business vehicles and trailers shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly shown on the site itself. All other equipment shall be stored within the existing pole building on the site. F, all vehicles and equipment maintenance shall occur within the existing pole building. G, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. unless the applicant is providing service for snow removal, storm damage, or from similar causes. H, no grinding, shredding, mulching, or dyeing of materials shall occur on this site. I, no landscaping materials shall be brought on the site for dumping. J, as stated by the applicant, signage will be limited to one sign along the roadway, not to exceed 32 square feet in size. K, all lighting directed at the display models shall be screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Any such lighting shall be turned off no later than 10 p.m. each day. L, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. M, all entrances shall be subject to DLDOT's requirements. N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's one motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2234, James Jones, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is conditional use number 2240, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 240 for Tidewater Utilities, Inc. for an elevated water storage tank public utility based upon the record and for the following reasons. Number one, this project benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the residents in the area. Two, the elevated water storage tower will provide water supply for the Love Creek Elementary School, Beacon Middle School, and current and future area residents. Three, fire protection capabilities will be further enhanced to the area. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. Five, water utility operation like those in this project are subject to substantial regulations by the Public Service Commission, Denerec, Public Health, State Fire Marshal, FAA, among others. Six, There was no opposition to this applicant, and the record contains letter of support from the Cape Henlopen High School District and the Office of Social Services of the State of Delaware. 7, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum capacity of the water tower shall not exceed 1 million gallons. B, the maximum height of the tower shall be 160 feet. C, the lighting at the tower shall be limited to normal security lights, which shall be shielded from the nearby neighbors and roadways, and safety lights required by the Federal Aviation Administration on the tower. D, the tower shall be painted white or a sky neutral color and may include signage for both Tidewater and the Cape Henlopen School District or Beacon Middle School. E, the water facility shall be surrounded by a security fence at least 8 feet in height. F, structural design and operation of the water facility shall comply with a minimum within industry standards such as the American Water Works Association. G, the applicant will allow the placement of antennas on the tower by the Cape Henlopen High School District and the other government and public safety agencies. H, one lighted ground level sign shall be permitted identifying the owner and the provider, then providing emergency contact information. I, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all applicable agency approvals. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2240, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2241, Jonathan J. Bowman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2241 for Jonathan J. Bowman for truck and trailer repair business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the proposed truck and trailer repair facility is small, and with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It is also small enough that it will not negatively impact traffic or nearby roadways. 2, the use began as a hobby on the applicant's property and the need for a conditional use arose as the use expanded. 3, the location is mostly surrounded by farms and other large tracts of land. 4, the applicants live on the site and the applicants intend to keep the residential appearance of the property. 5, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. 6, the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, before final site plan approval occurs, the applicant shall clean up the property and remove any inoperable trucks, trailers, or vehicles. This cleanup shall be verified by a Sussex County constable. B, no sign shall be permitted. C, security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster locations shall be shown on the final site plan. E, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles, trucks, or trailers shall be stored on the site. F, there shall be no more than 5 trucks or trailers on the site at any one time. G, there shall not be any parking in the front yard setback. H, the parking and repair areas shall be shown in the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles, trucks, and trailers shall only be parked and worked on within these designated areas. I, all oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors in appropriate containers. The applicant shall also comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. J, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. K, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a perimeter buffer of cypress trees or similar vegetation that shall be planted and maintained to screen the use from neighboring properties and roadways and to suppress noise coming from the truck repairs. The location and details of this perimeter buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. L, any violation of these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2241, Jonathan J. Bowman, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone in number 1925, Lemuel H. Heckman GST Exempt Trust for the benefit of Brenton Archett.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the change of zone number 1925 for Lemuel H. Heckman GST Exempt Trust for the benefit of Brenton Archett for a change in zone from AR1 to B2 business community based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, B2 business community zoning is designed to allow office, retail shopping, and personal service uses that serve a relatively small area, including low density and medium density neighborhoods. Two, the site is in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, and it is surrounded by this classification on the north, south, east, and west. B2 zoning and the uses permitted in that district are appropriate in the coastal area according to the plan. Three, this location is centrally located between routes 54 and 26. It will provide a convenient location for B2 uses and will reduce the need for current and future nearby residents to have to travel to routes 54 and 26 for shopping and services that can be located on this site. It is an appropriate location for B2 zoning. Four, the rezoning will not adversely affect area roadways or traffic. Five, the rezoning will also not adversely affect nearby properties or property values. Six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And eight, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1925, Lemuel H. Heckman GST Exempt Trust for the benefit of Brenton Archett for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.